One of the hardest jobs on the farm in the 19th and early 20th centuries was putting up hay. You had to mow it, rake it, and then throw it up into a barn, often with sheer manpower. Over time, horses helped with some of that work, and one of the key devices for the final part of that job is one Steve Weber loves to talk about. We will as well on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
If you've ever been in an old barn that dates to the 1940s or prior, there's a good chance you might find something Steve Weber enjoys collecting.
We're probably one or two generations removed from anybody that ever used a hay fork or a hay trolley or whatever, but they are sort of neat little devices, and they still hang up in the corner of a lot of old barns.
Those hay trolleys used ropes and pulleys to lift hay into the barn and move it to where it was needed in the loft. The devices began to proliferate in the years after the Civil War, with many competing brands jockeying for dominance. Steve says when he began collecting hay trolleys, there were only about a dozen or so folks doing this across the country.
They're small, they're affordable, they're mechanical. People can work on them, so they relate back to the fact that it was part of the agricultural history.
Steve is amazed by the number of people of all ages who are collecting today. Here at his homestead, he has a few private barns with gorgeous displays of hay trolleys he's restored.
I think I've got about 350. I've pretty much tried to spend my time finding the harder to find ones.
He has several of those sleds and wagons manufactured by the same companies making hay trolleys. He is constantly amazed by the number of young people now collecting. In some ways, it's the perfect farm item to collect.
A $50 one is as celebrated as a $5,000 one, and that's the beauty of hay trolley collecting and the group of people that are preserving this part of our farming history.
The size and price range are affordable to many, making this a fun pastime that preserves a piece of farm history, once an integral part of putting up hay each summer season. Traveling the countryside in rural Iowa City, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.